Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about recovery, youth in the local community, in Greene and Columbia County. Now, I like to say Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, those are the big three, but if you're anywhere around there, or if you're anywhere where you're getting these radio waves, that means you're part of the community, and it is a pleasure to have you here today. It's a nice, chill vibe. I have a cold right now, so I'm not in tip-top shape, but I'm still nonetheless very happy to be here with you today. Some nice community posts I want to share, some interesting fun facts, and some would you rathers today. So I really hope you guys enjoy this show. We're gonna go into another song. We are going into Could Have Been Me by The Struts, and then we're gonna be back with that show. Hope you guys stick around, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Don't wanna live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now cause the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past. I can't hear you.
Some community shout outs because here in Wave Farm, that's our whole thing. We love the community. We like to think the community loves us. We got that mutual thing going. And without the community, we wouldn't be possible. So I'm going to start with the Catskill Food Pantry. That's open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m., which does mean, unfortunately, it is too late to head there today. But mark your calendars for next Friday, because there's always a nice bunch of good stuff in there. It's free, just got to provide some information. And that is located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. One more time, that's every Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. We also got this. So CGAC, we love CGAC here, Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. We've done a few things with them. They're a super great organization. And they're looking for a focus group. And you get a prize for this. So it's a no-brainer. You get to share your opinions. That's already fun. Maybe that's just me as an introvert talking. But you get money for it too. That's the game changer right there. I'm feeling like Mr. Krabs over here talking about money, money, money. But let's be honest. Who doesn't love free money? So this is the poster. It says, "We need you. Real talk. Real people. Real change. We're looking for people who have used drugs to participate in a confidential and meaningful focus group aimed at understanding how stigma and community factors influenced your lived experiences. Your voice matters. This is 4 to 5:30 p.m., Monday, August 25th, 2025, at Greene County. It says rides are available. So to go about contacting them to be a part of this, you can either email Claire at clairec@c-gac.org, or you can hit up 518-303-3665. One more time, that is Claire C, C-L-A-I-R-E-C, at c-gac.org, or 518.303.3665. So yeah, that one's pretty cool too. There's also Friday Nights in the Park. This has happened and then a little bit further away, but if you guys can make it, it seems like a great time, so I figured why not shout this out. Some of you guys might be over closer to there too. Friday Nights at the Park at Shodak Island State Park. I might be pronouncing that a little bit wrong, but you still know what I'm talking about. So this takes place at Shodak Island State Park, and it's every Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They have food there, and it seems like a nice chill time. It's the fire company that's doing this. So yeah, they have live music, amazing food, beautiful scenery, and a playground area at the park. So if you're around there or want to take a nice little quick travel, feel free to stop on by and enjoy yourself. And then there's going to be a performance happening later today at Subversive Brewery, 96 West Bridge Street in Catskill. That's happening from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So yeah, now that we got community shoutouts out of the way, we're going to do Word of the Day, and then we're going to go into another song, because I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing me yap for a little bit. And I do have a cold right now. My voice could use a little bit of a rest. Thank you guys for sticking with me. I hope you've all had an amazing time so far. So let's do this Word of the Day. I get my words of the day from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It was written by an author named John Koenig, and he came up with all of these words. Not me. I don't take any ownership of it, but I love them nonetheless, so that's why I'm going to share them with you. This one is called Addleworth. It's an adjective. Unable to settle the question of whether you're doing okay in life, feeling torn between conflicting value systems and movable goalposts, which makes you long for someone to come along and score your progress in discrete and measurable units, points, dollars, friends, followers, or at least a grade point average, which may not clear up where you're going, but would at least reassure you that you're one step closer to getting there. From addled, muddled, and unclear in worth. So, hope you guys enjoyed the word of the day, Addleworth. Now, we're gonna go into some more music. We're gonna go into Coffee by B. Baduvi. I always have trouble saying that name. I actually nailed it this time. So let's go. Very beautiful song. I've been obsessed with it lately. Hopefully you guys like it too. We're going to play into this and we're going to be right back.
Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. It'll get you up and going out. Coffee with the right amount of sugar, how you like it, how you like it. Don't know how long I'd stay for. Yeah.
Always me and you, shaping up and shipping out. Check me in and check me out. Do you like walking in the rain? When you think of love, do you think of pain? You can tell me what you see. I will choose what I believe. Well, hold on, darling. This body is yours, this body is yours and mine. Well, hold on, my darling. This mess was yours, now your mess is mine. Walking round at 8 a.m. Got 2 hours before my flight. Luck be on my side tonight. You're the reason that I feel so strong. The reason that I'm hanging on. You know you gave me all the time. Well, did I give? This body is yours, this body is yours and mine. Well, hold on, my darling. This mess was yours, now your mess is mine.
Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 98.7
FM,
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if I sound a bit different, I did come down with a little bit of a cold. But I'm living, I'm still breathing, which means today, I still have a wonderful show planned for you guys. I hope you've all had a good day so far, and it looks like we have a special guest. I'm going to be right back. Just vibe to the music. Literally 5 seconds. Watch. Time me. Count down. 5.
See, guys, I told you. Less than 5 seconds. And I am joined with... this one?
Yeah.
DJ Rizzler.
DJ Rizzler is in the house. And I'm going to have him tell you about what he just got back doing.
we were just fishing. I caught at least 4 little sunnies. My brother caught 1 little sunny. We went for an hour. We stayed from 5 to 6, and we had a lot of fun.
Nice. I'm glad you had a good time. Today, I was just telling the audience that I hope they're having a good day. And yeah, that's pretty much where we left off at. So far, we read some nice community posts, which DJ Rizzler actually helped me pick. So now I think it's a good time to go into the Would You Rathers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you guys rather have to walk on all fours wherever you go, or have to hop on 1 foot wherever you went? That's tough.
Oh, yeah. Probably hop on 1 foot, because it would look embarrassing when you're walking on all fours.
I feel like you'd look embarrassing hopping on 1 foot, too.
I mean, I did that in school. I broke my leg in 3rd grade.
I feel like, which one do you think you could be faster at?
Hopping on one leg.
All right, I think that's what I'm going to go with then, too. And it seems that 59% of people agree, so it's pretty evenly split, around 40-60. Huh. Honestly, both sounds pretty bad. Not going to lie. Want to read this one?
Sure. Always have to travel by train or always have to travel by bus? Ooh. I think a train would be more fun, more adventure.
That's true, but what if you gotta go somewhere in town that the train won't take you to?
Yeah, but what happens if it's... It never said what train.
That's true.
Guys, could be taking you places.
Don't do this. I do not advise this at all. But something on my bucket list is to hop on a train
and
see where it goes. Don't do that. It's super dangerous. But...
I know an adult that tried that.
Yeah?
Yeah. What happened? Well, he almost got it. He touched it, but then he burnt his finger on the metal.
Ooh. See, exactly why you don't want to do that, guys. So, I think we agree that it's better to travel on a train.
Yeah.
Better atmosphere, better vibe.
Plus, it's able to go faster.
That's true. And 62% of people agree. We've gotten this one before.
Yeah.
It's wild. This is pretty scary.
I
wouldn't know either. Would you rather have your parachute fail while skydiving?
Oh my god.
Or have an engine failure while flying a helicopter? I'm going to say engine failure, because if you got a parachute then...
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They always have parachutes on helicopters just in case, because engine failures have been happening a lot lately.
So I think we concur on that one. And 63% of people seem to have... the same train of thought, the same direction as us. Speaking of trains of thought and engines and all that type of stuff, we picked out some fun facts earlier today because we were talking about space and rockets. So we wanted to do some space and rocket fun facts. So without further ado, here's some interesting fun facts about space. There was actually a wedding in space. On August 10th, 2003, there was a Russian cosmonaut, and I'm going to butcher his name, so I apologize. Yuri Melenchenko.
We're having somebody else.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to say his name once again for those of you who couldn't tell what I was saying. Yuri Melenchenko married his fiance, Ekaterina. Everybody had such weird names back then. No diss, no shade thrown to these names, but as a Gen Z, I just have not seen these before. But yeah, they got married while aboard the International Space Station, making it the first ever wedding conducted from space. So that's pretty interesting. I did not know that. Imagine being married in space. That's out of this world. All right. I'll see the exit myself. Because, much like the audience is now, space is completely silent. Unlike Earth, space is a vacuum with no atmosphere, meaning sound waves cannot travel. This silence is why we use radios for communication in space between astronauts, for example. do you think about that, DJ Rizzler? Right? Another fun fact. On certain space things, due to a lack of gravity or lessened gravity, things will just kind of float in the air. You've probably seen clips of it. And sometimes returning astronauts that were once in space get used to it. So they'll just kind of let things go in the air and then turn around thinking it's up there and it fell to the ground. There's actually videos of them doing it. Would you like to read this one for me, DJ Rizzler?
Footprints on the moon last forever. The moon lacks atmosphere and weather, so the footprints left by Apollo astronauts could remain unchanged for millions of years.
That's super fascinating, too.
Yes.
So think, on the moon, all the footprints that were made there, there's no wind up there, there's no rain, so what's going to make it go away? Nothing. It's just going to sit up there, unless, you know, further on, humans decided to do something with it and they end up covering them. But as long as we don't mess with them, they're staying there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get hit by a meteor. That's always likely, because space is pretty wacky. Meteors tend to hit things. But yeah, Mars days are similar to Earth's. I bet you didn't know that. A day on Mars, known as a sol, is approximately 24 hours and 39 minutes. And that's pretty close to Earth. Just about a half an hour longer.
39 minutes longer.
It is known as a sol. And sol means sun, I'm pretty sure. Let's fact check that. Sol meaning. Sol has multiple meanings, including the name of the sun in Latin. So yeah. I wonder why that's the name of a day on Mars. That's probably related, I feel.
Related, definitely, probably.
Yeah. So we're going to do... Let's go back into a few more Would You Rathers. We are joined by a spectating DJ as well. So yeah, we might hear him chime up, give his opinion, if he feels comfortable. If not, no worries at all. So, going back on these questions, these wacky questions, we're at, would you rather give up your smartphone for a year or give up on eating takeout for a year?
Oh my god. Well, I don't have a smartphone or nothing right now.
I, you know, with a smartphone, the first few days without, the first few days with being without a smartphone kind of sucks. But from there, it's uphill. You kind of get used to it. And not having one, you're better off not having one, to be honest with you. Maybe like a flip phone just so you can contact people. But I know a lot of people who are addicted to their phones. And I am one of them personally. But that being said, I also love takeout. Big shout out to Chef Richie's. They're not sponsoring me or anything. They just got some good food. So for me, I'm going to have to give up my smartphone. What about you? Yeah.
Smartphone.
I had a feeling we would be in the minority here, but we were. 60% of people would rather give takeout up than their smartphone.
It's crazy.
I love takeout. I love me a good cheeseburger, and I could make one of my own, but nothing beats a burger from Chef Richie's. It's a restaurant in Hudson. Big shout out to them.
He's lightened up. His name is DJ CJ.
DJ JC has joined the building. Let's see if he's got any hot takes today. So, I'm both right now.
Read
this is awesome. Would you like to read it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, no worries. Would you rather always be tired but never get sick, or always be sick but never get tired?
Always be tired, but actually, always be sick but not tired.
I'm always being tired, personally. I got a cold right now, and it is not fun. I'm bearing through
it. Yeah, I would always be tired, but not sick.
I would probably always be sick but not tired because I would have to go to school then.
Yeah.
He is thinking of the life hacks here.
Yeah, I know.
School is important. But being perpetually sick, that also sounds important. So I see what you're coming from, where you're coming from.
Yeah, because sometimes sickness kind of helps you.
You know, out of any days to be sick, the best days to get sick are a rainy day when you got to do nothing but stay inside anyway.
I love this one. Be able to change the smell of anything at will, or be able to change the taste of any food at will.
I know mine.
I'm thinking smell. What about you guys?
I think I would
choose taste. What happens if your mama is cooking us some green beans? And green bean casserole, and you hate it, and she puts in like something that you hate, and it's like disgusting, and you could just change that to taste like ice cream.
That's actually a very fair point. Think of how easy eating healthy would be from that.
Yeah, it would be so easy.
You could have the most healthy meal. You could eat steak and rice, or eat chicken and rice and beans. Make it taste like a 5-course meal with a cheeseburger and fries.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are onto something here. I'm gonna have to change my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I see where your train of thought came from.
74% people agree.
So, I hope you guys are enjoying this Would You Rather. We're gonna take a little bit of a song break, and then we're gonna come back and do some more before going into some nice, fun facts. And maybe some inspirational quotes. I hope you guys have been enjoying so far. Without further ado, we'll be right back.
You're my best friend. I have your kid. I'd kill for you. I could go on and on like this. I love your teeth. I love your laugh. It could cure disease. I could go on and on like that. Someone stop me. I'll go on and on and on.
On and on and on and on and on. On and on and on.
Won't you help me sober up?
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Rizzler
and
DJ JC.
And today, from request of my fellow DJs, we're going to do some more Would You Rather.
And DJ JC is reading three of them.
No, only one.
Only one. Okay. Hey, better than nothing. I'm glad to hear a new voice on radio. I love having guests.
I'll read this one. Ability to pause time only once per day, or ability to become invisible last an entire day only once a week.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Ability to pause time. Because during school time? Oh my God, test?
Yeah, but if
you're how long could you pause time for? Is there a limit? Or you could pause it once for as long as you want?
It doesn't say a limit.
Yeah, it doesn't say a limit. It just has to be once per day, so you could pause it all day. But if you pause time, though, the time would stay the same.
Guess what?
You'd still have to do the quiz and stuff.
That's true.
But if you become invisible, then nobody would say that you're there. So technically, if you skip school, you can't get in trouble. And it never said how much you can be invisible for all week.
That's true.
So now, I'd probably become invisible.
Invisible. I see the benefits to both here. Being invisible would be pretty cool. But pausing time, you could get so much stuff done.
I know. But also more recess.
or recess. But you are going to be the only one unfrozen in time.
And you can mess with the other people, like put their fingers up their nose, like give them a wedgie, hang them up on a locker. Like, I'm going into sixth grade, so there's a lot of stuff that I could do to them.
If you pause time, too, if you, like, need to get away from something and you need to, like, calm down, it's also a good time to, like, calm down, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I can be my own counselor.
Think, if you pause time, you have a whole period of time to do whatever you want. You could literally start your morning, eat the best breakfast, get an amazing workout in, play video games.
If you pause them, and maybe your bully's trying to beat you up or something, like, 1-2-1-2.
Now, we do not condone violence at Clubhouse Radio. But
that's just a theory.
But if you could pause time.
That's a phenomenon. Yeah.
A phenomenon, indeed. So I think we have a consensus here, but so does the internet. 73% of people would rather pause time.
I'll read one more.
Alright.
Have your dream car, but you can't use it, or have a bad car with infinite gasoline.
I'd probably choose to have the bad car because it never said it can't move, and it has infinite gasoline.
That's
and
true.
It never said how fast it was.
Yeah, true. So, and you, it never said, like, it can't be your dream car either, too. So, you could still have your dream car in
That's
a bed.
True.
And it never said it can't move or have gasoline.
Now,
or not have
you got to think outside the box here. The first thought that popped into my mind was, if you have your dream car, you can't use it, you can sell it, you can make some money. But then...
But you have to keep it for a little longer just to make it more valuable.
Something even better hit me. If you have a car with infinite gasoline, you could sell the gasoline and never run out.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
True. And then you could become rich off the
gasoline. Oh, yeah. I think we know our decision.
And then you could buy your dream car. Boom.
And it can also move.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, 83% of people agree with us.
Oh, my God.
Folks, look at that. Ooh.
Go without.
Now, I already know some people who do both of these.
I guess I am good to read three. Go without shampoo for the rest of your life, or go without a comb / brush for the rest of your life. I think a comb or a brush, because then if you can't use shampoo, then your hair would, like, or it would smell bad.
I knew it. He read three. I'm a fortune teller.
I think I could live off of using just soap and conditioner. I think if I replace my regular shampoo I use, just use regular soap, I'll be fine. I need to brush my hair. It gets tangled so quick.
But you would comb that hair, but that hair would be dirty, and you don't want to go out in public with dirty hair. And it just because it looks nice doesn't mean it's going to smell nice, and it could just mess it up.
I thought of something a little messed up.
But if you use like your body like soap for your hair, it would still smell good. And you can use a comb and brush for the rest of your life, too.
So you
would smell good, and you would be able to brush your hair and stuff.
You can try.
Get what I'm saying?
Indeed. And I want to give a shout-out to all the people that are excluded by this question. Shout-out to all my bald people. We love them. I felt a little bad because this
That's messed up.
They're already kind of living this world.
I mean, you could still use shampoo when you're bald to make your head smell good.
Shiny.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your guys' answer? I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Go without a comb brush for the rest of your life.
I think if you do the shampoo, then you would be able to brush your hair and stuff, too.
Right? It's a tricky one.
Yeah, like your body soap can make your hair smell good, too. Because if you don't have that, technically it's like it's made with like almost the same vitamins, but like a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, I see what we're saying here. All right. And the results are 34% of people want to give up the shampoo for the rest of their life, and 66% of people didn't care for the combs or brushes. So we're gonna do a few more before going back into another quick song break.
We got another DJ.
Another DJ wants to join us?
Jessica.
Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about.
We got DJ Jessica.
DJ Jessica in the building.
But she wants to be called Jess.
DJ Jess is here. DJ Jess unfortunately cannot talk because they are a Cornhusk doll. Shout out to Cornhusk dolls, by the way. We made them today at Clubhouse. DJ Corn is some crazy work.
DJ Corny.
Ooh. Would you rather have complete control over your emotional state or have the ability to heal any physical ailment in your body? I'm picking the ability to instantly heal.
What's up, y'all? It's me, Jessica.
Oh my god. I'm gonna have the
ability to instantly heal any physical alignment in your body.
I concur. I agree with that as well.
I mean, I wouldn't honestly pick the emotional state because if you want to, like, have a good day but you're sad or mad or, like, have, like, like a bad emotion, you want to have a good emotion for the day, I would pick the emotional state. But I get, like, what you guys are saying about, like, to heal any physical alignment in your body because it's good to, like, heal that because then you get to help other people. Mm-hmm. But you can also, like, help your emotional stuff, like, if you want to have, like, a good day.
Yeah, for sure. I see what you're saying.
And me, I would agree with Noah and DJ Jess.
See, I definitely see the benefits of both. Being able to just be happy on a messy day sounds super fun. But me personally, I'm going to get a little bit deep with you all. And I know you guys are smart, so I get that you'll understand this. Think, if you could automatically be happy, then that would take a lot of fun out of life, because then you wouldn't have to work for anything. But be able to instantly heal yourself, would that make you immortal?
Yes.
Yes. Wait, yes. And then you would be able to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Because then it would, like, make you want to, like... And you, like, wouldn't have, like, all the, like, the emotions that you probably want. But you could probably fix them over the immortal life.
Yeah, if you're going to be immortal, you could study all the ancient monk techniques.
And you can even become, like, a, like, person that helps people fix their emotional state.
Exactly.
Is there consequences?
Going on. Doesn't say so.
Okay. Because you could heal yourself way too much, and then you could get consequences that mess with your body.
Mm-hmm. So, 75% of people would rather be able to instantly heal. And we're going to be back with more, of course, but we're going to take another song break. Now, this one's a funny song. I figured I played it because I'm joined with DJ Rizzler and DJ CJ, or DJ JC.
Yeah.
Got it right. There we go. This song is Don't Wake the Ghost, and we're gonna be right back. Ooh. Hopefully, you guys enjoy.
Ghost, a little ghost, a tiny ghost. Stealing all the cheeseburgers, ghost. A little ghost, a tiny ghost. Stealing the newspapers. Ghost. A little ghost, a tiny ghost. Cheeseburgers, ghost. A little ghost to tiny ghost.